RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
We were talking about Kylie because you got to interview Pete Waterman.
I did. So I went a few weeks ago to Wimbledon, if you don't mind, with Bord Gáis. I went to see I Should Be So Lucky, the musical. So it's coming to Dublin and it's going to be here from the 7th to the 11th of May, right? And for anyone who doesn't know what it is a Stock Aitken and Waterman musical. So Stock Aitken and Waterman were a trio of producers, including Pete Waterman, and they pretty much like created the playlist for a lot of the number ones throughout the 80s and the 90s. Like, they were a massive deal. They were behind Kylie, they were behind Rick Astley, among many other people, Mel and Kim. They were like really big and popular songs at the time. So the musical is going to be, I would say, it's kind of in the same vein as Mamma Mia, right? So you know Mamma Mia is the musical, yep, with the ABBA songs, and there's a love story. So this one has a deep dive into a heartwarming and rib-tickling tale of Ella and Nathan. So they're a star-crossed couple with wedding jitters and tropical dreams. It's a really nice, fun, funny musical, all right? And as I said, it is coming to the Bord Gáis from the 7th till the 11th of May. And the soundtrack to the musical is the Stock Aitken and Waterman songs. So I had a chat with Pete and I asked him what he thinks about the musical.
Lots of jokes. There's a few rude jokes, so you have to be a bit open-minded. The main thing is it's funny and it's the antidote for everything you see on the news. If you think the news is depressing, pop along to the local theatre where the guy should be so lucky, because it's fun and it takes you away for 2 hours.
And it does, honestly. It's a really nice, funny story.
Well, because we are feeling generous today, the lucky 10th texter to 51552 saying lucky with their age, name, location will win a pair of tickets to the Bord Gáis Theatre to see I Should Be So Lucky, which runs from, as Emma said, the 7th to the 11th of May. So get your text in. As we said, it'll be the 10th texter. Oh my God, so they text now or like give it a... Go for it now.
Go on.
Lucky, name, age, location, 51552.
And I forgot to mention, Kylie features in the musical.
What?
Yeah, Kylie is in the musical. Now, she's not there in person, but she does play a pretty big role. It's not just her music. She plays a pretty big role in the musical. And as I said, Stock Aitken and Waterman were behind so many artists in the 80s and the 90s. They really were behind Kylie's career. But I spoke to Pete about Kylie and how she got her start. And let's just say he explained to me how she nearly missed out on pop stardom. Let's have a listen.
Obviously, the musical is called I Should Be So Lucky, which was a massive hit for Kylie Minogue. So how did Kylie come into your life and how did the song come about?
Well, it is true to say that she was in town doing promotion in London and she had a plane at 3 o'clock to go back to Sydney, and she turned up at the studio at 12 o'clock. I had forgotten to tell the boys that we had an hour to record her. So we literally had this title, I Should Be So Lucky, put it together, and she caught the plane at 3 o'clock back to Sydney. That song sat in a vault for 6 months before we even listened to it. And we would have never listened to it, in truth, if we had not had the Australians permanently on our case. And I remember, this is no exaggeration, I'd even forgotten what the song was called. And then I recently did a Kylie show with at the Albert Hall, and one of the guests there was Lenny Henry. Yeah. Lenny Henry was there. So I knew Lenny a long, long time before he was famous. So he said to me, he was going on about, you know, and I said, but Lenny, without you, Kylie wouldn't be standing here. And he looked at me and he went, I don't get that. We had a Christmas party at the Natural History Museum, and the DJ was Lenny Henry. And he played I Should Be So Lucky. And I went, what is this track? And I got in my car, went back to, I was on Radio City in Liverpool that morning. And if it hadn't been for Lenny Henry playing it, I would not have played it on Radio City. It wouldn't have been number one.
So one of the things I did want to ask you was, when you're writing a song, do you know it's a hit? Like, does your gut tell you it's a hit? So obviously not.
Well, in that case, no, because we were so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, the week we recorded I Should Be So Lucky, I think, we had four of the top five. We got Rick Astley waiting to come in to do his album. We had Bananarama ringing us saying, when are we in? So it was just a crazy time. So we really, in truth, we never gave Kylie the attention she deserved.
And look at her now.
Well, that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
She went above it. She went above all that. you know, that when Mike went out to Australia, because she was still in Neighbours, he had literally an hour to record it in between takes on Neighbours. And in some ways, that's why she was so successful, because we didn't have time to think about it. We had literally, I don't know, 5 days to record the whole album, because everybody wanted the album. And I remember going into my managing director's office and him saying to me, Pete, we need the album in a month. No, David, you know, he's just kind of, we've got Banana Arm, we've got Rick Astley, we've got this and that. No, Pete, we've got to have the Kylie album. And literally, that's what it was like. We were literally writing a song every 3 hours. We had no choice.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM. RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.